The city of Syracuse may get rid of requiring snowplow contractors to have a license to operate in the city. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, this comes just a month after the city's Common Council voted on updating some antiquated aspects of the law.
Councillor Susan Boyle says correcting the city's old law spurred further discussion on getting rid of city snowplow licenses altogether. She says there's currently no benefit to the community. It costs $250, and some operators told councillors they were going to have to raise their prices after the city started increasing enforcement.
It's not good for small business. It's not good for people who are trying to create a supplemental income in the wintertime and benefit from our snow. So if it were beneficial to the community, if it were something that was going to help us to enforce our existing law or help us to provide a better service and safety to the people in the city, I would be for it. But as it stands right now, it does not.
But Corey Driscoll-Dunham, the city's director of operations, says the license lets residents know that a snowplow operator has met certain requirements.
You know, a lot of them do a great job, but some dump snow in the middle of the street, which makes it very difficult for our plow drivers. It makes it dangerous for drivers dumping snow in sidewalks or on fire hydrants. And so this licensing, we feel, is an important tool in terms of enforcement. It also gives us an opportunity to educate private snowplow operators in terms of what our ordinances are.
The Syracuse Common Council will hold a meeting Friday with members of the mayor's administration to debate the topic more. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.